There are so many AI tools out there, but did you know that ChatGPT itself can give you almost everything you need? My friend Lindsay Anderson calls it the VA you don't have to pay. I love it. So today she's sharing how to make it your secret weapon for marketing and lead gen. And I started using her tips right away. So good. But before we dive into the chat, I want to share Lindsay's podcast, The Millionaire Maker Show. Here's the trailer.
Are you a coach, consultant, or expert who's struggling to scale your business? Do you want to build an audience of high-quality prospects that are ready to buy? Are you ready for actionable, what's working now insights that make it easier to market and sell your programs? I'm Lindsay Anderson, the host of The Millionaire Maker Show, the top-rated podcast dedicated to helping coaches, consultants, and experts scale their online businesses. Leveraging over 20 years of hands-on experience in digital marketing and running a seven-figure coaching business, I bring you an exclusive blend of invaluable insights. So if you're a coach, consultant, or expert who's ready to scale your business and achieve your goals, you won't want to miss a single episode. Tune in every week for a dose of inspiration, strategies, and actionable advice that are guaranteed to transform your business.
Hey, everyone. Today marks a huge day in history, because I have another Lindsay with me, and we've known each other for like forever. We actually used to have a marketing and Merlot show on Facebook, drinking wine while we were talking marketing. And so we've been friends for a long time. So I'm excited to have you on the show, Lindsay.
Lindsay, I'm so excited to be here. And we all know that I spell it right, right?
I was just going to say, even though your name is spelled wrong, I'm allowed you to be on my show.
You brought. Well, and how about in the States, we spell it this way.
Oh, okay. There we go. That's good. That's good. Yeah. So lovely Lindsay here. So she's a lead gen and conversion expert. And man, your marketing has changed so much over the past like 10 years. And your focus in your business, and you have like got it going on. So much has changed though, right? In the online marketing space.
Yeah. I mean, so much has changed, yet Lindsay, so many things have stayed the same. Like what always stands out, just like being yourself, showing your expertise online, doesn't matter what platform is active and popular right now. No. If you show up and do that. Yes. But like the platforms, and like, I mean, yeah, a lot of things have changed, but like be yourself.
That's my point. I know. Agreed. Whether you're funny or silly, like we are sometimes, it's all good. You can be yourself. And so one of those things that changes and has come up recently, of course, is ChatGPT and AI. And people are like, what? And like, so here's my question. So just like that audio, what was the audio thing that everyone went on board with? And it was like audio groups.
Oh, yes. That Clubhouse.
That's it. Yes. And then like threads, like are people really, I don't know. And so there's all these like fads that come and go. So my question to you is this another bandwagon that everyone should hop on, or is it like legit and you need to know it?
Okay. I want everyone to listen to me right now. Okay. You can tune me out for the rest of the show. It is here to stay. Okay. It is here to stay. And honestly, if you're ignoring it, and you're pretending it doesn't exist, your competitors are using it, and it's going to allow them to speed out ahead of you. And so this is very, for me, very similar to when social media came onto the marketing scene and changed everything. I believe the AI will be the same.
Yeah, I agree. And so why do you think people are resisting it? Like some people are just, I don't know, it freaks them out. They think like, oh my God, like people are going to be cloned and like robots are going to be ruling the world. Like, I think they're just like conspiracy theorists or something, but like, why are we resisting it?
Yeah. I mean, and in their defense, all of that could very well happen. I mean, it's crazier things have happened. Were you guys here for the pandemic? You know,
I know. And Trump, but we won't go there.
You like hiding under your bed about it's not going to stop that from happening. Mm-hmm. So you may as well embrace it for what it can do to like make good in the world and like to spread your expertise. And I feel social media is a lot the same. There's a lot of evils and a lot of dangers to that as well. but you can also spread a lot of good and get your message out there and change people's lives through social media too. So they're scared about it because they don't understand it. So of course we're always scared about what we don't understand, the unknown. Yeah. And like this thing is forever unknown, you know, since it rolled out in November 2022.
Yeah.
It's changed already so fast and it's changing things fast. So of course it's very scary, but second of all, and Lindsay, I would like to know what your customers are saying to you, but my customers are saying to me stuff like, I'll never let it, you know, use my authentic voice. My authenticity will be gone. And that's my real magic. And so of course I would never use such a thing. So are you hearing the same thing?
I do. Or they just use it and copy and paste.
Yeah.
And they use it at face value instead of using it as a tool. So it's kind of like two ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I definitely hear that too. Now, when my customers do that, and in my course, I teach a whole ChatGPT module because that's how important it is for like content marketing. Yeah. It can speed you up. But I teach the 20-60-20 rule of ChatGPT. So a lot of people think it will like do all the marketing for you and whisper. Okay. Spoiler alert. If you had marketing problems before ChatGPT, you're going to have marketing problems after ChatGPT. Okay. Huh? It's not going to fix those, but it's 20-60-20. 20% are the prompts that you put into this thing. Mm-hmm. Mine are 50 lines long. I have a Google Doc that's well organized. Yeah. It's all about context. If I want it to sound like me, it needs to know me.
Yeah.
And so I have a perfect client description. I have my description. I have the terminology I use. I have all of my strategies in a document so that when I'm asking ChatGPT different questions, it understands. So 50% is the context, or 20% is context, what you put into it. But then ChatGPT will do 60% of the work for you. Yeah. It will literally speed you up 60% or more. And then the final 20% is making sure it's not lying, because it does that. Okay. Nope. It's just a robot. You got to watch for it. Make sure it sounds like you. And then finally, you have to sprinkle some humanness on it, which is emotion or a story or just something personal so that people will immediately, like, they will be like, oh, this is a human. ChatGPT, you know, doesn't know what it's like to walk in a room for the first time when no one knows you, you know?
No. Or so your lingo or your words.
That's my philosophy.
Yeah. Agreed. Like I might say howdy or peeps or folks or like words that I use all the time. You want to like inject that. Okay. So I'll start at like how you can use I can never say it. ChatGPT. How you can use it and then how podcasters can use it. Just so we can kind of like open our brains to like, how we can use it as a tool, as a business owner, how can it help you?
Okay. So I think so as a business owner, it can help you with everything. So first of all, if you're not having it right, like professional emails where you're sending a price quote, like get its input on what that should sound like. Okay. And your price quotes and go to it for I am a really good copywriter. I have been marketing for 20 plus years. Okay. And like, I will still ask ChatGPT, like, here's my marketing, here's my lingo, my conversational copywriting, give me feedback on this thing. In fact, here's one of my hottest tips is that I will like write my weekly email to my list, which has to be personal because it's from me.
Yeah.
And I will write it, but I will just like, I'll sit down when I'm inspired and I'll like type this thing out and it'll be the ugliest thing ever, you know, like, but this is my thoughts. And then I can give it to ChatGPT with the following prompt. I will say, ChatGPT, here's an email to my list. Please make only corrections for grammar, clarity, and spelling, and make any changes that you need. And then below the email, give me a line-eyed, like a numbered list of everything you changed. And so then I can see what its recommendations are for like fixing my word salad. And that makes my weekly emails still sound like me, but I get it done so much quicker.
That is so cool. And it's kind of like a little backup. I used AudioPen. Have you heard of that one?
I haven't.
So it's, you speak into it and it'll not just transcribe it, but it'll reword it in a better way. And wow, I'm like, what? It's insane. So
yeah, I'm going to try that.
Yeah. I thought for book writing or whatever, I'm like, that is slick. But just kind of like ChatGPT, how you're like you asked it to like reword it in a better way or fix it or fix errors or whatever. I never thought of using it that way before.
There you go. That's why you had me on the show. I hope to leave you that way.
I always get good tips from you.
All right, back at you.
So what else would you use it for?
Okay. So, you should be using it in sales. Okay. So I really believe, especially if you're going to land high ticket clients and do this kind of thing, you got to go with a script. There's only so much that you can close on rapport. Like you need a process for this thing to close people high ticket. And so we have a script and then I put that into ChatGPT with all the information about my client, all the information about what my course does to help that client. And then I say, here's their objections. What should I say next time someone says this to me? And then I put that in a document. And I always recommend a phone call for your sales. And then you're just like, have this document and you at least know what to say when people have objections. So it can increase your sales rates by a bazillion. Ooh. It can increase for your ads. Like you should just like be asking ChatGPT all of it, everything for, my son, can I tell a son story? My son's story? Applicable, I promise. My son, we made homemade slime. Okay. And he came in and was like, Mom, look at this slime. And he proceeds to like stretch it out like taffy and it drops on the carpet. Okay. And I'm like, that sucks because it's glue primarily. It's Elmer's glue.
Yeah.
And so I go to ChatGPT. My son just did this. How do I get this out of the carpet? I kid you not. This thing gave me amazing answers. It's not in my carpet anymore. Usually I'd be on YouTube watching, 50 mom vloggers trying to figure out what materials I had to freaking get this stuff out.
Who knew?
So asking everything. That's my point. Yeah. I also call it the VA you never have to pay. Treat it like a team member, guys. That's
cool. Like Siri and Alexa, but better.
way better. I was giving my favorite resources out. And so I have 10 favorite books. I go to ChatGPT. Here are my 10 favorite books. Give me a brief sentence on why they should read this. And it gave me back author, title, and Amazon link that I didn't even ask for.
Ooh.
And why, like a one sentence thing of why they should read that book.
That's crazy. And you know what I didn't realize though, is that you could put all this information in there and ask it to like review it. I always thought it was an ask and receive.
Oh, and that's why you should put your used a script to put your podcast in, the transcription of your podcast. Then you go to ChatGPT and you put the transcript in and then you say, have you done this, Lindsay?
I have a different software that I use for the show notes and all that
stuff. That's right. We talked about that.
But you can obviously put that in there and ask it to like
Instagram posts or a carousel or anything about it. And then it has your voice and you would say, use as many of my same words as possible. Like then it just sounds like you.
That is amazing. So here's a question. So I know Chat whatever has a paid version.
See, it's your new best friend. Get the name right.
I know. I need to. I do play with it, honestly, on a weekly basis, but for other things. Do you use the paid version or is the free one enough?
Nope. You need to upgrade to the paid version. Again, this is the VA you never have to pay. Okay. Yeah. So you're going to pay $20 a month because you get the latest, you'll get way better data and it's improving all the time. It's software and it just keeps improving. And so definitely they hold back and you'll get better results.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. We put the same prompt into two, like both of them. There's like even no comparison.
Really?
To me and marketing and like how picky I am. Like maybe to, I'm pretty detailed. I would know what I want. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So as a podcaster then, what are the best ways that we can leverage ChatGPT?
Needs good a better job. Name. It totally does. Like that and COVID both need a way sexier name from two marketers. Okay. For sure, you got to be using it. You or your VA or your team member needs to be using it for show notes. 1000%. Here's a transcription. Give me show notes. Give me tweets. Give me an Instagram post based on the words. So you got to be doing that. Then you can go and have it make reels. And so you can say something or like, I'll have my VA do this. You go to ChatGPT based on this. Tell me where, tell me like, give me, you know, the start and stopping point for 5 different reels, and it will go and like find where those are. I mean, this is what I do, Lindsay. This is a good tip. I'll take my show notes from what it gave me. And then I will say, hey, ChatGPT, I'm going to write an email to my list on why they should listen to this podcast episode. Here are the show notes. Give me 5 reasons why, like write this email for my list, including why they should watch it. And so then why they should listen to it. And it totally like, cause those are the moving words, right? Why you should listen to this. And so it just makes you a better writer.
Yeah. And it zeroes in on the benefits without using brain power.
Yeah. And you can, exactly. And you can even say, you know, anything like, what else do we use it for podcast wise? Everything. Like it knows your voice. That's my point. Can I give you some tips on using it? Let me give you a couple more tips on using it. Yes. Okay. So you definitely upgrade the version. Then the second thing you're going to want to do is really manage your threads. And so it's kind of threads are like different conversations you have with ChatGPT. Okay. And so as I mentioned with the 20-60-20 rule, okay, you got to be organized. This is a business asset. When you sell your business off, this will definitely be an asset because it's part of the processes. Like I have, you know, 500 pages of good ChatGPT prompts that basically once you figure out that right now I'm at a place in my business where I'll take my transcript, copy paste my prompt, and it will give me what I need. Like I barely even have to do the last 20% because it sounds exactly like me because I've trained it.
Ooh.
And I know those prompts. So like it's saving me team members. Anyway, so I forgot what I was, tips. And so you got to manage the threads. And every one of these threads, these are conversations you're having with ChatGPT, okay? Don't have a conversation with, hey, my interview with Lindsay Phillips. And then in the same like chat thread, say, please give me 5 Instagram posts for my new podcast episode. It's just, you treat it like a team member. So you would only have 1 conversation with the team member, make sure it knew had its context, okay? And like, maybe it's my podcasting team member. Then I would just save that script. I wouldn't like mess that script up. And then next month when we're having the same conversation, I just go back to that. It already knows the context. It already knows the prompts. So I don't even have to refeed it because I've kept it in that conversation. So organize your conversation. So I have a conversation going for every one of my customers. And so next time I meet with this customer, I already have the script in there. So I can ask it questions about the customer. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm trying to wrap my head around that. So almost like Slack channels.
Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Okay. So if I'm just trying to like think this through. So obviously for my podcast and getting the show notes, would I need one channel just for my podcast or would I need a channel for each episode?
One for the podcast would be sufficient.
Okay.
Would be sufficient, but then it would know, hey, I'm a marketer for a podcast and this is the podcast and this is what it's about and here who they serve. Like you give it a role. Okay. Every time you go into ChatGPT, you give this thing a role. So you are a podcast marketing expert and that's your Slack channel.
Yeah.
But more specifically for the Lindsay Phillips show. Yeah.
Gotcha. And so you're feeding it information in the beginning to give it context.
Yes.
And understand your avatar, your audience. It would understand your perspective on the industry, your podcast itself, whatever. And then after listening or reading a bunch of your episodes, it would understand kind of like your perspective, your outlook, like all of those things.
Yeah. Well, the importance is that it will remember the history. So you don't constantly have to refeed it.
Right. That makes sense.
And so like maybe next month you have a new episode. So instead of just going to ChatGPT and being like, you are a marketing podcast expert and this is the podcast and this is my client. That's already in the thread.
Right.
So next month, all you have to do is like, here's the new episode. Give me the podcast notes. Like it already knows everything else it needs.
I like how you're typing.
Can you guys see this? I get very excited about ChatGPT, Lindsay. Saved me so much time. I get so excited about it. So much money, so much time. I can't get more excited about it.
And so how do you change the tone? I find that sometimes you get stuff back, and I don't necessarily use ChatGPT. I use other systems and what have you. But sometimes it like has stuff that comes back, and it's like never before, unleashed, untapped potential. Like it's these same sensational words that I'm like, who talks like that? So how do you help it with the tone?
Good question. So, and this is the tip, which is again, treat it like a VA. So if a VA came to you, Lindsay, and was like, gave you not great words, instead of like saying, I'm not using you, you would be like, no, I actually was looking for it to be a little bit more conversational, a little less drastic. I don't like using words like this. And you give it another chance and you have a conversation, or approach it more from this angle, or this is more of what I was thinking. Like you just talk to it. And so you would tell
it. Type in just like how you would talk to someone.
Basically? Just like you told me. Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
I thought it would have to be more like linear, instructional. Do you know what I mean? Like just.
Not
I guess
really.
Because
no,
you have it in your
all.
Head. It's like it's like a computer. So you're like, okay, I have to be very concise and direct.
So this is what you've got to know about it, right? Is that that's why it's such a special computer, because it understands human language and interprets it. Mm. So you just use your human language on it. It knows what you're trying to do.
What are its limitations?
Well, the first one is, of course, is that it's going to lie to you. So there's like even stories about attorneys using it and using quoted court cases from it. And the attorney asking, is this a real case? And ChatGPT saying, yes, it is. And he got in a lot of trouble because they didn't even exist. So ChatGPT will lie to you. It's not trying to lie to you. It's all it does is it's a computer program that takes all this data and says, what should the next word be? You know? And so it can get off track. It has a hallucination and it just goes off track. So, you know, you have to, like, you can't trust it, but you can definitely use it, you know? Yeah. And for experts like us, you know, I have three keys to ChatGPT success, which fit in very nicely here. Like, number one, you got to make sure you're maintaining human touch. So you got to make sure it's not lying to you. And then the second one is you have to use your expertise. So like, is what it's saying what I would say and like my approach to it. And then finally, well, that one's not really applicable, so we'll get to it later. But anyway, it will lie to you. The second thing is obviously it's using data from, you know, like that data is not yours. And so there is like some ethical concerns there, right? So as an expert, make sure, you know, copywriting, like it's everyone's data.
True. And at least with like your podcast, it's your content. Yes. It's your voice. It's your guest's voice, like whoever. So it's like, how much can they really mess that up? Because they're just rejigging and fancying up what you've already done.
Yes. And then the third concern I would say, Lindsay, is that it knows all, like you're giving it a bunch of data. So, you know, privacy concerns, like I have my brother-in-law is a cancer researcher, doctor, and they're not allowed to use it because they can't put in that kind of proprietary data because ChatGPT owns it. So just like all of social media and everything else, it's, you know, they can use that data against you. I don't know how, but like they could.
Yeah. That makes sense. Cause you're whatever you're putting in, it's out there in the universe. So really what you're putting in, if it's your podcast episode, let's say that data will be used at some point for somebody else doing their own prompts, asking about XYZ.
Yeah. But I mean, was it any different with, you know, Google and stuff? You also have to consider that. So, I mean, but yes, that's what I'm saying, you know, and ChatGPT as the big tech company also has that information about you.
Yeah. Yeah. True enough. What other tools do you use? Do you use any other tools besides the native ChatGPT?
So I'm a big fan of Descript.
Yes.
It's really awesome.
And so for those that don't know, what do you use that for?
So Descript is the most amazing video editor for anybody who's ever tried to edit videos through looking at a video and trying to edit out a figuring out where I said and trying to edit a video that way, it can be nearly impossible. So Descript fixes that problem by you upload a video. This is perfect for talking heads on social media. And it gives you a script on the left-hand side, everything you said. And so you can actually go through and be like, I don't want this sentence here, and copy and paste like a Word document. And it will edit the video in that exact order for you. And crazy, so it's the most amazing tool. It's a little slow sometimes.
Yeah. I know. We use Recast for the videos, and it too has the transcripts where you can like edit like pieces out or whatever.
Yeah, I've been using that for based on your recommendation.
Oh yeah. What'd you think of it?
I really like it.
Yeah.
Very much. I'll be using it.
Coolio. We use Descript for audio editing, but I've never actually done it for the video editing, but yeah.
If you like, check it out. Yeah, it's really cool. And then it will automatically take out your ums and stuff like that. And what was I going to say about the video editing on that? I'm sorry, I can't remember.
That's all right. Any other tools you have used?
You know, I stick with ChatGPT. Yeah. Like it's the forerunner. I mean, there are a lot of really, really cool tools, but I learned
$20 a month. Like, and is it unlimited? Because a lot of the tools, and I've tried like Cast Magic, I've tried like a bunch of different ones. And they have like, you can upload so many audio minutes and like that's your cap. Like, are there limitations?
No. Not for paid. I don't know about
yeah. That. So how do you organize and save your prompts?
So I do that through Google Docs.
Yeah.
They do get pretty big. So I get pretty organized on Google Docs, and then make sure on those Google Docs that I use like the headline system within the Google Word doc so that you can see your nice index. And then I have we call it the ChatGPT index. And that is an Excel spreadsheet. And there's tabs for like marketing or Lindsay's bio or like this. So then they just go find those documents based on kind of what they're
looking for. And then basically, like you're keeping track of the prompts that are working for you.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm
gonna remember that.
What's that?
If I'm going to take 10 minutes on a prompt, I'm definitely going to remember that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that again. It's already painful enough to come up with,
you know? Right? Oh my God. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that it's that constant prompt, like asking again and again to refine it versus, and I'm guilty of it too, is like you ask one question and it spits it out and then you think that's the end of it.
Use these tips. It won't be the end of it. You'll have all these different conversations happening. Like my ChatGPT is up all day. I'm asking it constantly.
What's the craziest thing you've ever asked it besides your slime?
Oh, Lindsay, that's for marketing and Merlot after hours.
Give me tips about... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you could.
I know. Who knows what you'd get back? You know, let's keep this clean.
I don't really have anything crazy. Actually, this is a good one.
Okay.
I'll end with this. My kids and I's now favorite game when we go out to eat, because I got three kids and like eating out, like they're waiting for the food. Like, you know, I don't want them on tech. So then you got to try to entertain these guys because there are a bunch of tornadoes. And so our favorite game on ChatGPT is give me 10 trivia questions that for a 10-year-old around animals. And then it'll give me the trivia questions and the answers. And then we just sit around the table and we're going to talk about them. But one day it said, name the fastest invertebrate. And then it was like, and then its answer was like cheetah, which is obviously a vertebrae. Okay. This is what I mean. It's going to lie to you. So we ended up being like, I was like, ChatGPT, is a cheetah an invertebrate? And it was like, it like paused. Like you could tell it was like, oh. And then it came back. I am so sorry. And then it spit out like 10 things it knew about cheetahs just to make sure that I knew it knew.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so funny.
And it's cute.
What does it actually have a sense of humor? Like, can you have it like inject comedy? Is it smart enough to understand those nuances?
I mean, you ask ChatGPT a joke. It's about as lame as a dad joke, but yeah.
That is interesting. Where do you think it'll go? Like, what do you think will be any like updates or changes that'll happen in the next year?
So, you know, it's moving so fast.
Yeah.
Like it's really out of, I mean, I would call it out of control fast. Cause like, there's just like not even legislation around it or anything. Like it's the, the internet was already the Wild West. And so, and because the thing that I would, I can't even predict, Lindsay, because it's computer language. And so it's learning, it's iteratively learning faster on top of itself. And so that's why it's just exponential is really what I'm getting at. And so I think right now it'll be creating videos for you and no one will be able, like you will be able to buy a piece of, like it can already do this, but it's expensive and slow, but you will have, there will be a video of me that I didn't make that no one can tell. And I will just, I think that is shortly happening. And so, especially for an online personality as you and I, where there's plenty of open source videos of us, you will not be able to tell. Like right now, it like looks kind of weird, but there are very amazing deep fakes right now, but I think that's going to become definitely mainstream where it'll be like, you and I will be talking about it. Like we talk about Descript, I would say by 2025. And so what does that mean for a human online trying to market or competing with people? And people are being like, are you really an expert or do you just sound like an expert? Like the trust is really going to be broken down, which is why it's so, you know, and I've already kind of seen that been happening. And so, you know, we've really marketing wise, we've really gone into doing a lot more. I mean, I do a weekly, invite only event where I'm like sharing my expertise in a 50 minute live class because people experiencing you live really helps in today's day and age.
I agree. I almost feel like there's this AI on one side that's kind of crazy, but on the flip side, I think we're leaning to that, like, okay, people being authentic and vulnerable
you have to be authentic.
Yeah. And not be someone that you're not. Let's go into some lead gen, which obviously we're creating podcasts, we're guesting on podcasts because we want to generate leads and business. And one of your topics that you talk about is using ChatGPT for lead gen. And I'm like, I get it in my head, like, okay, creating content, but then like, what is your approach then in regards to lead gen?
Yeah. So first of all, Lindsay, what I recommend is that you go to ChatGPT and you say, ChatGPT, this is what I do. This is my perfect customer. I host a really awesome podcast. What are some ideas you have for lead gen? And watch it spit out ideas and then say, make them unique, stuff I've never heard of. And it will give you 10 more.
Oh,
I will give you one today, but definitely as far as a brainstorming tool, especially for someone who's such a marketing expert like you, you could take one snippet of an idea from ChatGPT and go running with it.
Yeah, I do like that idea of brainstorming, but I never thought about it from a sales or lead gen perspective. My brain is just wired with content, right? So education and that kind of thing. But that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, when I have my one-on-one meetings with my clients, I already have a ChatGPT thread loaded up for them. And so as we're brainstorming and coming up with our marketing plan and laying this out, like I asked ChatGPT for ideas during active coaching sessions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because it's like coming up with marketing ideas on the fly. Like I got really good at that, but like it is, you know, like I'm more organized with ChatGPT. Like I'm like you, I could like take an idea and run with it.
That's amazing. I have gone in there and asked it a question and got like, what did I ask? Why don't podcast guests promote their episodes to like, try to understand like why they don't do that. And then also so I could reverse engineer it and tell them what they need to do so that they do it.
And say, how can I get my clients to X and see what it says.
Yeah. And so at least it got me thinking. And so I did a podcast episode on it, but it's like, I thought, oh, that was interesting.
You can have it plan out your next 10 episodes.
Yeah. True enough. Right. Yeah. If you're doing solo episodes, that is super helpful. I think my mind is opening more and more as the weeks go on of like, how to use it. I think a lot of people just don't understand the what and the how.
Yeah. I mean, so, it's a, you know, along those lines, it's a skill. So everybody, you have to understand, you know, just like, I mean, we're all business owners here. We're learning new skills every day. I would recommend this is one of those skills because it's almost like you're a superhero and you like put on this glove of like more power. Once you understand, like, I mean, you've heard me go on about it today, and it's because it makes me a better, it makes me run faster and more efficient, but it's me.
Yeah. I love how you explain that. That is so good. No, you said that you,
this is the first time. Did it come out okay?
It did. I really liked it. I liked the idea of the glove, and it's like,
I'm going to use that.
Yeah. Yeah. My ChatGPT glove that gives me extra superpowers and makes me get things done faster. Love it. That'd make a good graphic. So you said that you teach people how to use it and do all the prompts and all that good stuff. Yeah. Tell me more about that.
Yeah. So in my program, my main group coaching program is called Content That Converts, where we do content marketing. And so part of that I recorded, they have the exact prompts where I will actually, there's questions you can ask ChatGPT. Like if you don't want to sit down and write about your one true client, okay. You can ask ChatGPT to guide you through a list of questions about you and your business to get to a nice paragraph about your one true client. So I have it kind of step-by-stepped out. Yeah. So as my students come in, they walk through these exact ChatGPT prompts. Basically, ChatGPT is helping me teach, and then it gives them the exact prompts so that they can just go out and make good content that actually converts.
It's crazy. So how quickly, from someone that knows nothing about ChatGPT, listens to this episode, and then they're like, oh my God, I have this massive learning curve. How am I possibly going to use it? What are the best beginning steps, and how long do you think it would take them to like figure it out and use it to their advantage?
Okay. So let me reword, or let me be clear about one thing. Okay. I know I'm getting pretty technical on it, but the learning curve on ChatGPT could not be easier. Yeah. To like use it the way I use it. Sure. Yeah. But I remember in just my infancy stage when I didn't know all the stuff I've shared with you, like is how I say it is plan on taking 1 hour, get a glass of wine, pull up ChatGPT and start talking to this thing. Okay. And immediately you will find an ROI on that. If you go into it with my 20-60-20 rule, you talk to it like the VA you don't have to pay, mm-hmm. and you give the thing a chance. Immediately. And it's the learning curve is not hard. It is a website with one field. Like, guys, it doesn't get easier than that.
So true, right? Yeah, I don't know why we get so hung up on tech, or I think because we think it's AI that it's like, oh my God,
or another I need fad. To think how more. Many fads?
What's that?
I'm sorry. How many fads have we been through? Everyone thinks God. It's
bazillion. Way too many, but it is good. I like what you said about talking to it like a VA that you just hired. That to me made my brain shift of how I need to communicate with it to get what I want out of it. So that was super helpful.
Thank you.
So what else do you do in your biz?
So I also have I love content marketing. So I do like a lot of my own content marketing, and I just really love content marketing videos and all the platforms, all the social medias. And so that's, you know, primarily what we do. I have my Content That Converts program, but then I also have my Mastery program, which is we take business owners who are ready to scale, and we implement the operations and the systems, set them out on a good marketing strategy for an entire year. Mm. So that by the end of that year, we're basically fractional CMOs and COOs coming in, we become part of your team and really help you scale and sell more. Mm. So that's my Mastery program. That's a one-on-one program. For only like people really ready to scale. So I spend a lot of time doing that.
Yeah.
And then I got 3 kids and I like to go hiking.
That's awesome. And I see you surf sometimes.
Yes, we do a lot of boogie boarding, and you know, Portland, Oregon is the perfect location. Not that anyone should move here, but like you got snow skiing in the winter, 90 minutes away, and you got the beach in the summer, 90 minutes away. Like everything's 90 minutes away.
That's killer. And yeah. Tell us about your podcast.
So my podcast is called The Millionaire Maker Show. And that is, if you listen to the show, you will become a millionaire. Okay. If you actually implement what I'm teaching, because I don't hold back. I share with you all of my strategies on how to build a marketing and sales machine online for your business. And so I share all my strategies around that. I do solo episodes. I do amazing interviews with wonderful experts like Lindsay here. And I interview my customers. So you can see a real peek as to how to run an online business and like get a bunch of really strategic information.
I love it. So how can people listen to your podcast? And then how can people connect with you and get to know you?
Awesome. So the podcast is themillionairemakershow.com. My website is lindsaya.com. And can I give a freebie away?
Absolutely.
I got something for you guys. I
love tools and resources.
If you like ChatGPT, then you're going to love my ChatGPT toolkit. Ooh. Speaking about everything that I mentioned today.
Sweet.
All you need to do is go to lindsaya.com, spelled the USA way, lindsaya.com/ChatGPT.
Perfect. I'll go check that out for myself.
Sounds good. I give a masterclass a bunch about it too. So yeah.
Good. Thank you. You've opened my brain and kind of like created a little shift in my brain of how to use it a little bit more. I didn't realize that you could get like timestamps of like reels and all those good things. So yeah, I do need to spend more time with my new VA that I don't have to pay for. I love that line. That's so
Lindsay,
good.
It's not a line. I came up with it.
I know. It's good. All right. And we're going to have to like, you know, have wine again someday and maybe meet up at another event down in the States.
100%.
Yeah. I'm so glad we're together again. Thanks for coming on the show and sharing your wisdom.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys. And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you want to leverage your podcast for higher ROI, then get my free podcast leverage system training at leverageyourpodcast.com/free.